Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm Jake.
I'm Michael.
And this is the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Woo!
Let's go, season two. Let's get
yeah.
it. Now, today is a special day because we've officially passed 1 year of the Imposter Syndrome podcast.
1 year has gone
That's
by.
That's fucking awesome. Let's go.
Yeah.
One year. Now, we wanted to have a nice special video planned, but an immediate family member got COVID, so I've been unable to record at this time, so we apologize, but we do have special things coming we want to appreciate, and thank you guys for listening and watching and being a part of this community. We love you guys, and that's
great.
And
I mean, right now, at least, you can see in the background, we have a website now.
Yes, we do have a website.
Yeah, because we have switched our podcast distributors.
Yes, our previous one wasn't doing it for us. We found a new one, and we like it very much.
Yeah, honestly, we've been getting better performance.
We have. Yeah, it's called Acast. Mm-hmm. They have, like, ad revenues, suggestions, monetary sponsorship things. They have, like, local advertising for your own podcast.
Yeah, better SEO for
websites and stuff to search and everything. It's been optimal, and we like it so far. It's only been like a week or week and a half or so.
Yeah.
And so far, it's been great, so we really like that. So if you want to check out our website, it'll be up and running right there.
Yeah, it'll be in the link in the description below.
Yeah. And don't forget to leave us a like and subscribe, comment. It really helps us out and our videos, and we appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. Now, today we have a fun video because we've been doing different things, such as like the story so far, and we've taken a little bit of breaks here and there because we've been working on things. Our VTuber models are in the shop. But we do have a lot to catch up on. There's been a lot of games that have come out, and we thought it'd be a good idea to have our special friend Kay. Let's give it up for Kay. Yeah, let's go.
Thank you.
So he's a dear friend of the show and a friend to us, and we thought we'd commentate on some stuff that's been going on so far.
Talk about games.
Games
that are coming.
But how are you, buddy? How's it going?
Pretty good. Good to be here.
Yeah, right?
Good to see what it's all like.
I know, because we talk about it a lot, and like you've seen like pictures, but now you're like in the studio. And
yeah, it's a lot different being inside here.
You see all like, you know, the inner workings and how it goes on.
What is a podcast like of a Grim Reaper and a wolf demon?
Yeah, right? The cursed energy, you can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what I expected.
More than expected, less than you hope. All right, let's get this show on the road. So I tried organizing the list by kind of genres.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the big budget action adventure genre. And we are starting off with Star Wars.
Ooh.
Jedi Survivor.
I like it. So I really like the first game. It was really nice to see Cal Kestis kind of become like this Jedi Knight-esque thing and see him go through his struggles and like the exploration of the game, finding the kyber crystals and lightsaber parts and being really able to construct your lightsaber and have it be in every cinematic sequence and, you know, and all this special like abilities. Like you can find, like you can go to Dothamir and find the dual lightsaber, or you can find a secret path to find it earlier.
Yeah.
You know, in a different planet or something, for example.
I mean, I just liked it because it was an actual EA game that wasn't like slimy.
That's true.
They didn't try to monetize it.
They didn't try to like grossly monetize it.
That's very true.
So I'm just going to let the trailer play.
And, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, here we go. And I haven't played the previous game. So, I mean, I know details, but...
It's interesting to see that they've like picked up in time from what it seems like.
Yes, yeah.
I want to know who's talking right now. Like, have you seen this before?
I briefly looked at it.
Have you seen this, Kev? Okay.
Not at all.
I only saw...
My boy right there.
I mean, there's some very cool visual stuff.
There really is. Like, who is that? Is it an Inquisitor?
It's Revan.
And that's what it looks like, though, right?
I mean, that's the Inquisitor, right?
Is that doesn't look like the Grand Inquisitor, though.
He looks a little bit chubbier, but, you
like,
know.
Older, yeah. I want to know who that is, too. People are theorizing that Starkiller in the tube.
Oh, yes. Please.
Please. No.
No.
Why not?
His hair's blonde.
Yeah, but they're like reintroducing Starkiller in a new way.
Maybe.
Because his general lore doesn't make sense right now.
Yeah, he deserves a rehash.
He does. He's so sick. Making him Inquisitor or Vader's Secret Apprentice, but just do new lore for it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to run it back real quick? Let's try to go over it again for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, it's interesting. You see that the ship is, like, going, and it seems like it's, like, almost run down and, like, messed up. It's interesting to see where they pick up. When you see Cal, like, you can see he has, like, after, like, an aftershadow. But that can't be the Grand Inquisitor, so it's another one, huh?
Is it, like, the predecessor? Like,
I don't know.
The first Grand Inquisitor?
I don't know. He doesn't have an egghead like Kenobi, so can't be.
Well, I mean, they actually can design their characters here and not just use makeup. So, oh,
dude, please let that be Starkiller.
I feel like because Starkiller was like short haired and like black hair, obviously.
Yeah.
So I don't. It doesn't look like Starkiller. He also looks really ripped. Like
Starkiller was ripped.
Was not that ripped.
Some people are saying that it's a clone of Cal. Or it's like, that's one thing I heard. I heard another thing where it's like just some random Jedi. I really want it to be Starkiller, though.
It looks like what's his face from Mad Max, the villain.
Oh, Imogen Joe or whatever?
Yeah, like, exactly it looks like him.
Oh, God. No, I can't get it out of my head.
Witness me!
Start spray paint on your teeth.
Oh, my
teeth.
God. I would be down for a Star Wars story that was Mad Max style.
Honestly, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
That would have to be like a bounty hunter
type show. There.
You mean a bounty hunter that's actually a bounty hunter, not a weird kingpin who doesn't do anything.
Exactly. Hashtag Boba Fett.
Shade.
It's for the bobs of you know.
Yeah. What can you do?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's
that. Good. Thoughts on that, Kev? Have you played the first one?
I was just about to say, I did not play the first game. So I have really no reference point. It looks beautiful, though.
You should play the first one. I recommend it.
I mean, that's probably going to take a ton of time.
No, it's not that long.
Is it a short game?
It has like 4 or 5 planets, and they're big, but it's not like they're going to take you months to like this. You can bang one out in like a couple hours for sure.
I do want to get those dual lightsabers.
You can get that on the first planet, dude. It's fucking awesome. All right, next game, Michael.
Yeah, so...
What do you got for us?
Next up, we have a long-awaited second chapter, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot
So this is the remake, right?
This is the remake. This okay. is the second part of the remake.
Are you a big Final Fantasy guy?
Who are you addressing?
You.
Me. Not entirely, but FF7 has been so like hyped up by like the gaming crowd, and I mean I've only heard good things about it, and now because I never got to play the first one, like the original version, and you know, like everyone's like, yo, Cloud was so cool, and then like Sephiroth was amazing, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, that would have been cool to play, and now finally with these remakes it can, and it looks nice, right? They're not polygons anymore.
Yeah.
No more low poly.
Yeah. The only issue I'm finding right now is I think this is only for PS5. I don't think I don't think it's going to be on PS4. At least I haven't seen. We can watch this trailer and find out.
Oh, but they're doing that a lot.
I was going to say, they're pushing for that PS5.
Yeah, seriously. What about you, Kay? Have you played any Final Fantasies? I know we bought 15 a long time ago at Game Exchange.
Yeah, 15 was a flop. Not a great game. 7, probably one of the better games in the series. The first, I don't know, the first 6 are okay. 4 and 5 are cool. But if you don't like Dragon Quest, I don't know.
It's kind of like...
It's very specific.
Yeah.
It's a type of game.
It's very niche, I think.
Anime, shonen characters, you know.
Would you compare it to, like, what's that game that that Ghost likes? That's coming to Switch soon.
Kingdom Hearts.
Well, yeah, he does like that too.
I mean, Square Enix.
It's by Square Enix.
Nier?
Yeah.
Well, Nier is a different beast.
Yeah, I would say that's a whole different thing entirely.
Because it's not turn-based. Well, I mean, neither is this one now.
I was going to say, although they're straying from the turn-based combat.
Thank God, finally, yeah. Right?
When 13 came out and they did that, I was like, okay.
I despise 13.
It's only for PS5?
That's what I've heard.
Wow. That's bold. It'll come to PC in 3 years.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe.
Spider-Man is.
Yeah, Spider-Man is. It's...
Which leads us into our next segment. I don't have much to say on that, unfortunately, because there's not really a lot to say.
Yeah, I didn't
It looks
put
great,
it.
You know, visually. But I don't know much about the story. I don't know much about the play right now. But
it's just the same story. It's the first one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know it. So you know.
Yeah. But I didn't bother with a tab because we know what Spider-Man is. You know.
Yeah.
We know. Did you play Spider-Man game?
Of course.
Okay. Of course.
Did you beat it finally?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, what? Not even the main campaign?
I was like on the final mission.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a?
Oh yeah, sure. Hang on. Oh god.
You know what I am.
Man, I really wish we had the second roadcaster here.
I know. It's gonna be so nice when we.
I know when we're actually.
You're a failure. I'm a friend. You claim you're a Spidey bro, but
you're not.
You're not.
Anyway,
forgive me.
Forgive me for
I. I was really looking for. Damn, this guy stinks, but that's all right.
The SpongeBob one?
Oh, I got that too. Don't worry. Which one you want? I got the...
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We'll leave it at that for now.
That is my favorite sound clip.
I have the other one ready in case he fucks up harder.
All right. Let's see what happens.
All right. Anyway, so... Lastly, we have... Pokemon.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
And
I am the self-proclaimed Pokemon champion of the world.
So. Okay.
I would beg you address me as such. So.
Okay. Best Pokemon.
No, self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed.
Pokemon champion of the world. Thank
Pokemon
you.
Champion Uh-oh. Of the world, K.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear your thoughts while this plays. Go ahead.
All right. Now, honestly, I like the starters, although... You know, their designs have been going downhill for long time.
What's wrong with Weedkat?
What's wrong? Did you see the leaks?
I haven't seen the leaks. Okay.
They said that the final evolution of this is supposed to be a bipedal waifu chick.
Oh, well, what's the problem?
It's just...
Of the cat?
Yeah.
There's designs of that already or no?
Leaks. There's no designs, just leaks.
That's
yeah.
I haven't actually seen this trailer and I'm already kind of digging.
I mean, it looks a lot like Arceus in terms of, like, the play. So.
I think that was the goal, though. They were trying to do
more that. Arceus, less Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, though, some of it looks a little bit Sword and Shieldy, which is a little bit...
Yeah, like, that scene right there
it
actually
looks
did,
a little too empty, you know? Like, it's a little...
Hopefully they fill in the spaces with those wild Pokemon that
I'm assuming that'll be a thing. They probably also don't want to reveal who's in the game. Like, entirely.
Yeah, because they would have to reveal the Pokedex
for
this generation to do
so. Listen, I want Arceus level Pokemon can kill me. I want that.
I still want Arceus, honestly.
Yeah, right.
Well, the secondary typings for the starters, though, are pretty cracked. I think it's like Grass Dark.
Oh, I didn't even know they had
Fire Ghost and then Water Fighting. So
that's pretty sick.
So they like the secondary typings all balance each other. So like the water type will be able to take on the grass type and whatnot.
Am I gathering that you're going to be able to like play with friends?
Well, that's trading. You could do that.
No, but it seems like they're trying
like
to
like in the overworld. It
yeah,
looks like
they're trying to insinuate that. I feel like
on Switch's internet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen,
do a Monster Hunter?
I just want like a decent story that's not.
It's going to be the same.
Cookie cutter.
You know it's going to be
cookie cutter.
They do every... What has led you to believe they do anything different? Every game is the same game.
I'm just hoping for interesting Pokemon
designs.
But
at least some of them are like cool. Like Black and White was like cool.
Yeah.
You know, Diamond.
No, I know what you mean.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the legendaries.
These legendaries are big no. No.
Well, okay, I like how one was like, I'm a dragon bird, and everyone's like, I literally have jets.
I'm literally a jet.
I mean, well, hang on. Actually, wait a minute.
Run it back. Let's look at that again.
I think there's some lore actually behind them. They're supposed to be like culturally accurate dragons or something.
Dante and Virgil have showed up.
Oh my god.
Did they have a full body later? Oh, they kind of do. They kind of do here. I like the blue one. The blue one's kind of cool.
Yeah, he swapped his legs for engines.
Yeah,
engines.
Right.
I mean, you know, honestly, this one just looks like a Monster Hunter like enemy. Right?
That is literally a Digimon.
A Digimon.
The lines are blurred now.
Oh my god, we just need now those crazy Digimon evolutions where it like turns from like crocodile to like a tank to a waifu.
That's my favorite part about Digimon, I gotta tell you though. You get literally a man and then he evolves into a tank and then to another man with jorts this time. It's great, it's a fun time.
Oh goodness. Yeah, but you know, if it's improved. If it's more Arceus than Sword and Shield, I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, Sword and Shield, I don't know. I enjoyed it for the time, but it got old.
Oh, is there a teaser? Is there a little teaser at the end?
Oh, a little secret something.
A little secret something? Hello?
I don't actually
think Is it just a Pokemon thing?
Okay. Oh.
Okay, it's just a Pokemon.
Okay, cool.
All right, sure.
That shows that this new legendary is going to be all diamond.
Someone's going to come up with a crazy theory, probably.
Is Stevie Universe in Pokemon? Well, isn't there usually... There's always, like, another legendary, right? It's, like, the two-pack legendaries, and then it's, like, the antagonist legendary.
Yeah, right.
The big bad legendary.
It's Giratina again. All right.
So what's next, my friend? I'm interested. I have to see more, though. Yeah. Like, the game I'll get won't be dependent on the legendary. It'll definitely be, like, which Pokemon are in which game for me, for that game.
Yeah, definitely. So, next is
I don't like the sound of that.
Oh.
It's a...
Another broken game?
Oh,
probably
no.
It's
yo, this, all right, hold on, before you play this I have something to say. Right,
okay,
we had this humongous rant with Ghost Number One about Sonic for 45 minutes and we talked about like Adventure 2 and DX, right? And then we talked about Sonic PS3 Xbox whatever, right? I forget the name of it.
06 and whatever.
Yeah, right. And we talked about how we wanted something more like that, right? And it seemed like they were listening or something because they dropped this, right? And everyone was like, oh my god, fuck, it's an open world Sonic game, finally. It's gonna be an RPG, everyone's gonna be lit.
What fools.
Who was asking for a Sonic RPG?
You'd be surprised.
Okay,
but this play it.
Yeah, this is the...
Have you seen this?
No.
This is specifically the gameplay trailer.
So they said this is going to be on different PS5, PC, all of it, right? They're trying to make this game the 06 of 22. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is what they're showing us. Yeah. IGN exclusive, by the way. That was the first red flag.
Yeah.
Very low expectations going into this anyway.
Yeah, okay. And it's just... Oh, gosh. Shut up. It's... Like, because this trailer released, and we were like, okay, hang on, you know, could be interesting, but...
It's giving me, like, Sonic Unleashed vibe, Sonic Colors.
Yeah, know? And, like, the big world was really pretty, and then that was the flag. The world was too pretty.
Yeah. Like, it's also, like, they have weird things. Like, the design is... It's not that pretty, to be honest. Like, that shit... Like, what the fuck? There's, like, random railways just flying, levitating.
It looks like someone's, like, I open Unity 5, and then I play Sonic in there, you know?
This is a fan-made game. They just don't...
It's just a bunch of unused objects laying around.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Look, you see the booting up? Like, that's not good. Hopefully they fix that.
I don't know.
This is
what's the point of having, like, pretty environment in a game where the guy runs at super speed?
Yeah, and it's just like it doesn't mesh because like you have like Shadow of the Colossus type terrain,
yeah,
and then these fucking obnoxious bounce pads and like rails, and you're like,
it's just like you have a cartoony character.
Also, look at that in the distance. Look how shitty that it looks. Like things haven't been loaded in. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they got
what is that supposed to be anyway?
It's just rails and stuff.
Yeah, you can grind.
Yeah, I was gonna say stuff you can interact.
Literally
with.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's just also.
Bro, it looks boring, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty, but extremely like hollow. Like there's nothing about it that like screams awe. It's not colorful. It's very desaturated. It's like this is like they booted up like an alpha like pitch of like Elden Ring. Like yo, this is what the map will kind of look like. We're gonna spice it up though, and then they just took that and said, nah, this is just a map.
That's even insulting to Elden Ring. Like
no, but I'm
like,
just like, but I'm saying this is the very alpha version, like the pitch version.
Yeah,
like, they just booted this shit up just to show them what they were working on.
Yeah, and like there'll be later on this video, maybe I can see
of the gameplay or something.
Because there's like puzzles and stuff, but like. The puzzles aren't good.
Like overworld puzzles?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like here, I think. Like you see statue things. What's the puzzle? And there you go. Like it's like.
Oh, wow. What? So it's just like basically
it's so
an interaction with
basic.
Even happened?
It turned a statue.
They just
around.
Turned it so that it was parallel with all the rest of them and it opened.
Yeah. And like. There's another one somewhere else.
It's not much of a puzzle.
Where it's like...
Have you seen the game? The action one? They dropped another one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should play that just
for
reference.
Here's this one. It's like you make a trail around these thing torches and then they...
It just seems like a waste of time. There's
I
like
mean,
a million...
at least they're trying to like do stuff with Sonic's ability, I guess.
But it's not...
You know? But
it's
not even
really.
Yeah, not even really, right?
Because like...
It has nothing to do with his like speed. Not really. I mean, like you're just spinning around it.
Yeah, also look at that. Like... Think about even like what's it, Sonic Unleashed. Like he's so much faster than what this is like a
the world is so big and he's so small that his speed almost doesn't even matter. Like he's boosting, and unless that's like something that you can increase with like perks or something, you know what I mean? Like you can get like I don't know, like like running shoe attachments where like you can like you know like it's more comfortable, so he runs faster. You know what I mean? Mm. Like if they do stuff like that, then all right. Like if there's ways to increase his speed, but right now it's like yeah he's fast, but it's not like. What
that,
I expected.
That's so weird how they have like a jump, jumping pad, and then it's just a rail
right?
floating. Like
that's what I'm saying. It's like that's not that pretty.
It's like
it's
they
just like,
made it just like for
it's
no
like,
reason.
Dude,
almost.
It looks like a deer hunting simulator, and
oh,
then it's just Sonic is in there.
A good example coming up. Like there's just things placed there that doesn't optimize like a path.
It doesn't make
so it just gets
just
in
like,
the way,
and it's like why?
And like, it looks like they were just randomly placed there. Like
right, yeah. Like, at least, because at least with the other, oh, here we go. This is like.
This is another puzzle?
Oh, yeah. God. And I'm like, this is literally subpar Undertale papyrus puzzle. Like, like, it's just.
This isn't a puzzle, man.
I know. It's like, there was.
You didn't even solve it.
They had to fail it to make it seem hard. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it.
He's going to do it.
Wow.
Cringe.
It's like baby's first Unity game, right? It's like...
baby's first puzzle. RPG Maker type game right here.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, and then you have these wheel things that you just...
You know the mods are going to go crazy, though.
I guess.
People are going to meme the shit out of this, is what I mean.
I guess.
He's a hamster.
Oh, God. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
Sonic the Hedgehog, everybody. So
try to see the one that, like, if you can, just to show, like, the action part.
I think it's
like
combat.
The combat. Combat is so lame. He fights everybody the same. And it literally is. They're like Shadow. Their pitch was Shadow of the Colossus, but Sonic.
Not even. Like,
but no, like, have you seen this?
I have seen it, yeah.
You saw the fight? The boss fight?
Yo.
It's literally like.
They showed the great puzzle again.
Also, these enemies are stupid.
What is that?
It's a Zelda.
It's a bunch of cores and portal.
Yeah, right?
Duct taped together.
Oh no, the rings. Oh no. What is he gonna do? Why is this enemy not dead yet?
When Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric has better enemy design.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like they're doing it on purpose. Like they hype up a Sonic game, like this time it's gonna be different, and they just make it worse every time.
Also, what's happening with the camera?
It's just like, yay, hooray. We killed it. Now, why? Oh, there's another one. Oh, we're going to do the same thing.
Is this the only enemy in the game?
No, there's another. The enemies look so weird.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just the characters are so cartoony in a realistic setting world. Except there's just fucking railings everywhere.
Who put these
railings
there?
Oh, he punches. He does the JoJo punches, though, which is interesting. It's just like he
trying to appeal to that fan base.
I guess
I really see what you mean by the Shadow Colossus, because Shadow has the bird that always follows you.
Yeah,
fast.
It's just like that's what I'm saying. Like it's just like one of those.
But
things.
These enemies don't like.
It's like literally,
yeah, right.
Yeah, seriously.
But like these enemies don't look like Sonic enemies.
They're not. Where's Eggman? Like it's all you need
to do. Well, they actually revealed, I guess, the antagonist.
It's not Eggman.
It's like a lolly girl, sort of.
Why is it not Eggman? That's some.
It's some girl named Sage.
Bro. Wow.
And I mean, like, she's kind of cool.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, yeah, I get it. Like, Eggman's been done so many times. I get it, but I don't know. The Switch game is better than this so far.
Forces?
Yeah. Forces is not that great, but. It's better than this. At least it feels like Sonic. This doesn't feel like Sonic.
Yeah, oh my God.
But there's no humans so far, which is a plus.
Well,
I don't know why they
can't. The villain is kind of humanoid.
I'm like, why can't they just do a Sonic game that's just not human-based?
Why don't they just do another Sonic Adventures? Like,
because they'll ruin it, and the IP is too popular. I'm sure they're still making money from that.
But like this? This is your answer?
But if they do Sonic Adventure and it's a shit game, everyone's going to know they did it strictly because of the IP. And like it's going to ruin it. Like, oh, Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 were so great. They were such gems. And then 3 is fucking ass.
I mean, Sonic Adventures was not great either.
What, Sonic Adventures 2?
No, Sonic Adventures 1.
Oh, well, we don't talk about that. 'Cause 2 is so good.
Yeah, I was like, they're not great either.
Do you like DX? What about UK?
I don't like any of those games.
You don't like any Sonic game?
No, I'm just kidding. Was it Sonic Adventure 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was like the
or
only one.
Or DX with Chaos. I like that one too.
Is that the one where there was like three-man teams or whatever?
No, that's Heroes. I'm talking about the one with the blob.
I have
the water blob thing.
Like, what is this?
That is a Heartless from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh my God!
Like, literally. That almost exactly.
Yeah, like...
Wow.
It's just... I don't know.
What is the story supposed to be, though?
Sonic, Amy, and Turtles, I guess, are traveling, and they get, like, teleported to this island, and then our evil girl lady is like, you can't leave. It's dangerous. And it's like, okay. And scene. And here, oh, yeah, I hit the Colossus.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what I said.
How it's just fucking standing there like an asshole.
And it doesn't even do anything. It's so slow. Oh, no, how will I ever avoid that? Oh, you're telling...
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's going to annoy me to my... I'm not buying this. I was going to buy this and then I saw this.
Yeah.
This is literally Shadow of the Colossus.
You were going to buy this?
No, because I like Sonic, but like... And I was like, okay, maybe finally, look.
This is not Shadow of the Colossus. How dare you?
No, but I'm saying like the... I'm saying it's like a bootleg. Like this is like a...
Oh, yeah.
The pitch was...
Look. That's the pitch. So,
what is that?
It's him...
They had to cut because it was so bad. They had to just cut to the next scene. Just cut to the next
scene. It's literally like he's trying to run up the arms, but like because it's the like paving's so shit, it's like him running into a wall.
He's like clipping on the actual monster.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
His animation is also just like, they're not good.
But dude, look.
His combat is boring.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's so easy. Like the thing is not even doing anything. It's just standing there.
There's like no danger.
It's just standing there. Like, what the fuck?
Ooh.
Oh my god, the fear I have. Oh no.
The red ring. Oh no. The red ring, dude.
Yeah.
They couldn't get somebody better to play the game, though.
Like, I mean, developers always suck at the game.
There's a Nintendo trailer that does a little bit better job presentation wise, but like, still, you see what it is, you know?
Wow, only one more arm to go, everyone.
I just look.
Oh god, there's another one. Hooray. Or is it the same?
It's the same one.
It's just a jump cut.
It's doing a last arm.
Bro.
Oh, for that one you had a double jump though.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and this ring is like wow. Oh no, did he get hit?
No, he hopped over the barrier. And,
oh shit.
There goes the boss.
That finisher animation is just like,
oh wow, all it took was getting its arms blown off and its horn hit and now everything's all better. Yeah, that's really bad. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. All right, so here's a game that's been talked about for a long time. Everyone knows, if you're a fan of this show, that we talk about Bethesda quite a bit. And we want to present to you guys today No Man's Sky by Bethesda. Here we go.
We're here to present a Fallout 4 mod.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right. I'm going to get back to audio now because some.
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Well, I was going to say some obnoxious guy wasn't talking, but I forgot Ted Howard is in this, so.
It's all right. We'll just talk over it so they can't copyright us because fuck them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. We're talking. So-
Perfect fix. It's so- like throwing a band-aid. Yeah.
So here's the thing, right? When I say it's a Fallout 4 mod, I mean like it literally just looks like it's Fallout 4, but in space, all right? And there's enough like.
But Michael.
But what?
There's 1,000 planets.
Oh my god, that is so.
There's 1,000 planets. Oh, we're watching this thing. Yeah.
Okay, so. I mean, because this is a 16-minute video.
Oh, yeah, we're watching it. It's a podcast.
Oh, my God. I don't want to stay here.
We'll skip ahead.
I was like, I don't want to stay here for... But, like...
You trying to, like, learn? Or is this supposed to be...
Yeah, it's just sometimes we're on, whatever. But
that's what I'm saying. Is that what you normally have it on? That's what I'm
saying. Just Chinese. Just
I thought that was part of the trailer.
Okay.
Oh, man. But,
Didn't know you spoke Mandarin, dude.
Yeah. I mean, one thing... Okay, like, enemies-wise, right? Here's a crab.
I mean, it looks good. And then, like, quality-wise. That's a plus for Bethesda, considering.
Look at those little guys go. Look, they're following each other.
Yeah, it's like a family. family. But, like, I mean, it looks better, and it looks like not a Bethesda engine, like... style thing, but it's all deceit. Oh yeah, and then there's No Man's Sky.
Yeah, literally.
See, here's the thing.
It's not the only thing either that looks like that.
Oh yeah, I know. When you said 1,000 planets,
wasn't a joke.
No,
here
it's not a joke. That's
it's
what
later
they said.
In the video, Mr. God Howard talks about it.
God Howard.
He's like, so. You have like a solar system, right, where you're taking place in, and you can land anywhere on that planet.
Like
any
literally
surface
anywhere.
On a planet. And I'm like, that's a lot of ground. But I'm like, you know, it's 5 planets in a solar system, so that's It's not impossible. It's doable.
Yeah.
But then he's like, zooms out into like a galaxy, and there's like thousands of different planets, each one you can land on. I'm like, so you didn't learn from No Man's Sky.
Yeah, seriously. And I heard No Man's Sky is like actually a good game now, but at this point.
Yeah, but it flopped really hard at this point.
I hope like this flops, honestly. I hope this flops because
it's
like,
going to.
I don't and I do. One, I love space games. I want it to flop because it's only, I think it's only going to be on Xbox. But yeah,
but like,
but
again, it's just fuck. Oh, someone pointed this out for the shotgun, right?
Yeah.
Did you notice it has like a square barrel?
Yeah.
Literally pops out. The bullets that come out are round,
bro.
And then they're also rifle shells and not shotgun shells.
No.
And it's like, just even little details, just.
But most, this world has 1,000 planets. Who knows how people do?
All of about it's gonna ammunition. Be shit. It's going to be, we use a random generator to create.
That's what they said. That's what they said. It's literally the same thing as No Man's Sky.
Do you know how many planets that are going to spawn in with just nothing?
Yeah.
Or just like, I mean, at least it's not No Man's Sky's thing where like we mash enemies or things together to create new creatures.
That's just lazy.
It's just going to be this guy over and over again and that spaceship over and over again.
I think we can skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Where are we at right now in time?
Oh.
Let's skip to like.
NPCs. Let's get to some NPC interactions.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know.
At least it looks better than most of their games.
Yeah.
You got to give it that.
I will give it that. The definitely.
They've updated.
Visual fidelity has improved. Yeah.
Because Fallout 4 is bad.
So. Fallout 4 is bad.
I mean, facial animations better, it looks like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, things are better.
Things are better, but, you know.
That's the least that we can expect from them at this point, though. You know,
it's like, oh,
that's like a standard.
You
already.
Used an engine that's not riddled with bugs. Perfect. Finally,
you don't think there's gonna be bugs in this game? Come on,
of course.
Come on.
I was about to say, it's like,
it's not a bug. It's a feature.
What do you think so far? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it looks kind of like Dead Space. I'm getting a lot of vibes from this, but it doesn't look like something I would play.
Don't worry, that's later. But I don't know. I'm kind of just.
There's one part that I do like, but it's not. It's also No Man's Sky esque.
Oh, there he is,
God Howard.
Todd God Howard, Sweet Little Lies.
Yeah, I don't want to get excited for a game and then have it just blow up in my face again. Like, we were all excited for No Man's Sky. We can't lie.
Mm-mm. I was hyped.
And then when it dropped, we were thoroughly disappointed.
I love space. I can't wait for a good space game. And like, I would love to believe that this is it, but they're getting a little ambitious.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Show the space travel too.
So I thought it was this, and then it zoomed out.
1,000 planets.
All 1,000 planets you can explore, and I'm like, no.
Yeah,
Don.
It's like a red flag. Red flag.
No, no, no.
Not 1,000.
No, 1,000.
Eric's going to be like, there's 1,000 planets. Who cares if the graphics are shit? That's totally what he would say.
Who cares if the
show
AI
the,
is broken?
Show the part where you can travel, though, with the spaceship.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, you're right.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty cool. Yeah, this part.
You get to fly it, right?
Yeah, and you can customize it and everything.
That is literally No Man's Sky. It is legit. It's like the same HUD as No Man's Sky.
Yeah, legit. Even the map is where they showed the solar system and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's literally No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, so, is the number 16 going to be important at all?
Number 16?
That's what No Man's Sky. The stories revolve around the number 16 and stuff.
It'll be 14 for copyright reasons.
A new arbitrary number.
Yeah, right. I think
for the 14th release of Skyrim.
No, 13 because it's an odd number. It's not even. You know, we don't want to get confused.
For the 13th remaster of Skyrim.
Yeah, right. yeah. I mean, it. You know what? On paper, it sounds great, but I think by now everyone knows it never goes the way they say it's going to go.
The track record. Hit,
I predict a cyberpunk-esque type launch. And it's going to lose a lot of base. If they pull it off, hey, man, I'll eat all my words, you know?
They really lowered the bar with Fallout 76 of how badly they can screw up things. So, like, as long as it, like, I don't know.
Runs.
Runs doesn't have exploits where other players can log into each other's accounts, or if there isn't like the seat when you ordered a collector's edition and the thing you thought you ordered wasn't what you thought you ordered.
So the bare minimum.
If you didn't get doxxed by customer support, you know. If it didn't brick your console or PC. Yikes.
Literally just asking for the bare minimum.
Literally, we'll
be,
like,
we'll be happy.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard.
If it boots up, we'll call it a win.
These days, it's super hard. These games, they're always like, yeah, it's the next big game. It's the new best thing. And then
it's not. Then,
it's not.
And then you find mold in your collector's edition mask. And
it sounds like it's a little personal, huh?
I mean, I don't care. I have no allegiance to Bethesda other than its software because Doom. But like Fallout, Starfield, Skyrim, like, I mean, I enjoy Skyrim, but like, nowadays, let it burn.
Yeah, I wouldn't play another like Skyrim game at this point.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a moment's past.
So let's diverge.
Okay.
Bit. Or
let's get a little fancy.
Let's get a little small.
A little small.
Yeah, because we've been talking about sort of big studios,
like AAA games and stuff. Yeah.
So let's talk about Tunic.
Hmm.
So this is a really interesting. It is a Zelda Souls-like.
Okay.
I'm interested.
And I love the art style for it.
Oh shit! You're a little
super
fucked.
Zelda vibes.
Yeah. Right. But also a little bit Dark Souls-y.
The immediate boss summoning. Yeah.
So what I gathered from this
is your type of game.
Yeah.
Already, Kay.
Oh, this is awesome.
What's interesting about this is what I heard that you saw kind of that manual show up.
Yeah.
So it's a game manual, right, for the game, except it's written in a different language. Like
like that language that just popped up?
And you are learning how to play the game by kind of deciphering the manual.
What?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting, though.
Yeah, it's...
That's really strange choice, but...
I mean, it just looks really pretty, and I love the aesthetic of it.
Yeah, I love the music, too. Colorful. Sound design is great.
Tunic.
Interesting.
Right?
That sounds like your type of game, Kay. You play a lot of stuff like that. It reminds me a little bit of Hades, too.
Yeah. Xbox exclusive, though? Hmm.
So, well, I'm not sure if it's still exclusive because this game was announced a while ago.
Okay.
But now it kind of just got like another announcement of just like, we exist still. Hey,
we're still coming out.
We're on Switch. Hey. but
it's coming to Switch.
I think it's coming to Switch.
Probably with more traction. Mm. It'll go on all those.
They're like, sorry, Microsoft. This is an opportunity that we cannot
pass up on.
But if we're talking about a game that I'm actually really excited for, Jake knows about this, but I don't think you do. It's called Stray.
What is this?
Stray is for the PS4 and PS5, I think both. The game is that you play as a stray.
Oh, I know about this.
Same.
And I love this.
Conceptually, this is like awesome. Super cool.
So this has some gameplay in it too. And it is like...
It's so interesting.
Yeah, right?
It's like, oh, okay. This is different.
Because it's kind of like this horror-ish a little bit. Like,
yeah, it's very... Like, it gives like a very...
Reminds me of Little Nightmares almost.
Yes, it does. And like the aesthetic, right? Like the feel of it, especially since you're tiny and you like you're helpless, it's kind of
very low camera angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks great, dude.
Yeah, it looks like the world looks cool too.
Now I can live vicariously awesome. Through a cat.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, there's like stealth elements.
There's too, like though. Enemies and stuff, like those parasite things. Like I said, that's why I said it was like kind of horror.
It seems stressful.
A little bit.
If you're a cat owner, probably.
Yeah. But it's so cute.
I wonder if it has like a narrative or is it just like a
game? I think there's going to be like a loose narrative. There's going to be like a
open to interpretation type thing.
Well, yeah, because no one speaks.
Oh, yeah. It's a puzzle game pretty much, right? That's what I'm gathering from this.
Puzzle platformer, I'm a feeling.
Yeah. That looks good. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I want to see more, honestly.
That's soon.
July, too.
That's soon.
Oh, it's coming out like legit. Like,
a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Imposter play Stray now.
We should play Stray.
I was about to say that.
We
I was
should like, do hey. That. Maybe that's something we'll do.
I'll be on the controls this time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I think Dark Souls was enough for first adventure.
They didn't see the slow blink, but I did.
Listen, I, whatever.
Blug Ragnar went and came.
Yeah, Blug Ragnar.
You're terrible at Dark Souls, but there you go. I love you and all, but...
All right, well, this has been the imposter syndrome.
It was entertaining, just, you know.
Well, that's what I live for, right? For the amusement.
I live to please. All right. But, yeah, Stray.
Yeah.
I'm digging that one. I like that one.
Now, here's one that actually came out a little bit. I think it's already out now, but I found it recently, and I wanted to bring it up because I think, Jake, you're going to like this a lot because you like Hades a lot.
Okay.
So this is called... Have a Nice Death.
Interesting.
And you're going to see why I like it a lot.
I'm assuming he has to do this. Yep.
Yep.
Skeleton Man.
So the whole game basically is that you play as Death, the CEO of Death, and he's been overworked. And it's a roguelike.
Oh, this is adorable.
Right?
Right,
it's like Hollow Knight, like
Hollow Knight, like, kind of also a little bit Hades.
Yeah, this. Oh, that enemy looks.
It's all hand drawn. It's crazy. Awesome.
Oh, so it's like Skullgirls.
A little bit, yeah.
They hand drew it. That's. I appreciate those more than like.
Takes like, a lot more time. Yeah, effort.
There's a ton of effort that goes into that.
Like you're kind of your boon system, like Hades does. I think.
Okay. Yo, that this was looks awesome. Sick.
Right.
The art style so like. So interesting.
Yeah, right?
It's all vibrant. What the hell?
Yeah, it's very eye-catching. Like,
It looks really cool. I want to pick this up.
Yeah, I want... It's already out?
It's already out.
Kev, we're making a start. I'm just going to... Just for reference, if I call him Kev, he's my friend. Like, it's hard. I'm sorry, and I'm slow.
We haven't rehearsed enough.
Yeah.
It's been a hot
so
second.
So I apologize, but we're making a trip to Target.
Yeah, this game looks fun. How much is this going for?
I think it's like 20 beans.
I was going to say $20. I don't see it being more.
It might even be on sale now because...
Rest in paperwork.
Yeah. And it's also... I think a DLC has also come out for this already too.
Oh, shit. So this is just
it's called
out,
the fast
out.
Food DLC.
Fast food? Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Wow, so I'm about to pick this up. I wonder if it sits in the store. I'm picking it up.
Yeah, it's on Steam. I think it also might be on Switch. And probably... PlayStation.
I hope it's Switch. It'd be nice to play on Switch probably.
Oh, I can see it down here. Steam.
Make that bad boy full screen, man.
I think it's just Steam. I don't see anything else.
Well, you might be right.
It's PC. You hate to see it.
I mean, it might be also somewhere else now. Is it this because this launch trailer was... Oh, actually, no. Never mind. It's earlier this year. All right. Well, you know, it could be out now.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Maybe just use a Steam account. Maybe just get a Steam account.
Maybe just fuck off, huh?
What is your... Get your Steam Deck, right?
I can't control when they tell me when my Steam Deck is ready, okay?
So butthurt about this.
I can't control it! They told me quarter three, all right? I'm in quarter three.
Is it quarter three right now?
I believe so.
Well, fingers crossed.
God.
Well, when you eventually get it, here you go.
You don't have long forgotten about this moment.
Oh, man. All right.
Moving on.
All right. So now we have some shooters.
Hey. We shooters out here.
Oi.
Yeah. Oi. Oi.
I didn't put a tab for this, but I'm just going to say it now.
Get in the fucking car, Morty.
Stop.
Ooh. Your mic peaked.
Yeah, I know. Just making work for me now.
I'm sorry.
The compressor on the Rodecaster can only do so much.
Now we're pushing it to the limit.
you're breaking this before we get a new one. Is that what it is?
Yes, insurance.
Oh my god. Anyway, so a remake of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 got announced.
Yep.
And I don't know if anyone was fans of that or not.
Nah. Had we had Angel on here, you would have went nuts.
All right. Well, anyway, I didn't put a tab for it, so that's okay.
Thank God.
I was just like, oh, that's pretty neat.
Another Call of Duty shooter, man's.
Yeah, maybe it was like one. It was one of the good ones. So, like, you know. And, yeah. Anyway,
that is true.
So here's one that's interesting. This okay. So you know how you know sometimes when you're playing like a Dark Souls. Or Ghost of Tsushima, or a God of War. Like, you're just like, man, wouldn't it be easier if I just had a gun?
Sure.
Sometimes, I think that.
Maybe.
So this is called Witchfire. And it literally is just Dark Souls, but you have a gun.
Excuse me.
Or you can even say, like, God of War 2018, but you have a gun.
Hmm.
Ooh.
That looks
getting
nice.
Remnant from the Ashes.
Yeah, okay.
That's a nice comparison. Oh, Manny would eat this up.
Oh, yeah, he would.
He'd be on,
why aren't you guys getting on Witchfire?
He would love this game, dude. Dude,
this game is so sick. I keep trying to play with y'all, but no one wants to play with me.
You're level 79. I just started.
I'll make a new account.
Makes a new account. I make an account. I don't play. He's at level 70 again. Now I'm two.
That's
accounts.
Exactly what happened with Monster Hunter, by the way.
That's literally what happened with Monster Hunter.
We're throwing people under the bus on this like podcast. Jesus.
No, he'll understand. It's just banter. You don't understand that how accurate that was.
We're supposed to have a D&D session eventually with these people, like, making enemies off the bat.
No, that's our motto.
Yeah, but like it looks so. I'm actually. Really
it looks interesting. I definitely like it. I'm a little perplexed by the world. It looks very like they keep showing us like the same spot or something, like multiple times.
There has to be meaning to that. That's probably why. Or he's just gonna die.
That's the only thing I was worried about is I noticed the landscape look eerily similar in every shot.
Yeah, I mean it's an early access, so you always have to see what happens with it.
But it looks interesting. I'm curious. Definitely gives that Remnant vibe though.
I think it's worth the interest. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Look into it at least.
Now, in the complete opposite direction.
Okay, throwing us for a loop.
Instead of medieval, grungy, and realistic, we have neon white.
Use of tobacco.
Neon white. Whoa.
Persona?
So.
Where's the character?
It's first person.
Oh.
Oh, yo. Hold up. Hello?
So.
Who is that?
The main character of Neon White?
No, but like the voice actor.
Oh, I have no idea.
That sounds mad familiar.
Hmm. So the gameplay gist of this is that you have those cards, right?
Yeah.
And those designate your weapons, but you can also decide instead to use them as movement cards. So like you can either get a shotgun or you can get like a double jump.
Interesting.
So it's like multi-use.
You got to decide. What?
Or you can only have a certain like card set, I'm assuming.
Kind of.
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, it looks pretty, honestly.
Yeah, it does.
So this is already out, too. It just came out. And funnily enough, Annapurna, right, the company?
Yeah.
They're also the ones making Stray.
Really?
Yeah. Really? It's like, what? What is going on?
Okay.
They're kind of just flexing, like, yeah, fuck you. We can make a cat game, and we can make a shooter. Like,
damn, diverse out here, huh?
Yep.
Versatility. I like it though. That's interesting.
Yeah, so.
You're going to throw us for another curveball in the next one?
Well, no. Now we're kind of like in the anime zone.
Oh, it's our favorite zone.
Yeah, so the next one, you're going to groan.
Am I?
Yeah. Yamate?
So This one's called Zenless Zone Zero.
Okay.
By Hoyaverse.
Wait, don't they make mobile games?
They make Genshin Impact, Impact.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's how I know them.
Yeah.
So Waifu City?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
Waifu Collector.
This one was this one looked interesting because...
Oh, there's Nekos. Cat girls.
Of course there's Nekos. It's an anime game.
A dude with a giant gun.
Yeah. There's a wolf boy in there too. Don't worry.
Hooray.
They know what we want. They know what we want.
There he is.
But it was kind of like this cyberpunky.
Interesting.
Game. And the combat looked interesting because it wasn't like...
Defense Force?
You like it already?
It wasn't like Genshin. Like, it was more like... Devil May Cry.
Wait, did it say Defense Force?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's not Earth Defense Force.
Defense Force? Oh, wait, what is this?
You do not see giant bugs crawling everywhere.
Is this gameplay?
Yeah.
Dude.
This looks sick.
Yeah, and here's our wolf. Boof, boof, boof. He came from BNA, you know?
Yeah, literally.
It just looked interesting. I was kind of like, I'm digging the aesthetic of this. And I did enjoy Genshin for the time. So
I never played Genshin because it was pay to play.
No, it was paid to get your waifu. That was...
Not pay to play. Yeah. Pay to get who you want, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be the same. But you know what? Whatever.
At least the characters look cool.
The characters look pretty.
Gameplay looks pretty cool.
Pretty sick. Do you know, off topic a little bit, do you know Disney has a gacha game coming out?
The Midnight Suns thing?
No. Disney.
Disney.
Disney has a gacha game coming out, basically?
Yes. It's called... I'm going to pull this up now.
Oh.
Just pull it up on this tab. Oh, I was going to say. Oh, okay. That's fine.
You're right. You're right. It's called Disney... Oh, my thing's not on. Whoopsie. Disney Multiverse or Mirrorverse.
Oh, God.
Disney Mr. Toad.
And it's really weird because...
So is there gameplay or anything?
Not really. The gameplay is kind of garbage.
Sure.
It's like a mobile. It's a very mobile.
I mean, those mobile ratings were like in the 4-point-somethings.
Like, it's very like...
Those are kids, though, yeah.
It's like, choose your party, go on and like autoplay for you.
Play the YouTube video.
Do you want to watch it?
Sure. Right. See what the...
If this mouse can stop fucking freaking out for a second. Thank you. It's you know...
Oh, no.
I'm going to see if I can find gameplay.
Cool visuals that have nothing to do with the game.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Oh, God. Scarlet. Oh, my. He looks crazy.
Yeah. Again,
is that Baymax?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like your party and do your...
I always thought that guy looked like the dude from BJ's. You know, like the fucking...
Who?
The blimp thing that they have at the...
The Michelin Man?
Yeah. I thought they looked the same.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Terrible. Anyway, so... Okay.
Ooh. Oh, you broke it.
Yeah, the website's like...
So
they have, like, designs of the characters they're using, and some of them are like... Literally, Zerg is a mech.
What the hell? Oh, those patches? Oh, this thing is a live game.
Oh, it's live right now, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, this website needs some work, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like...
They're like, how much shit can we pack in Tron? How dare they?
Look at this.
Yo, Zerg is hard, bro. Oh, my God. It's like a Pacific Rim character.
Right? Yeah, right? So he's a Gundam guy.
Yeah, and they made like these interesting like there's what? Woody like
Woody's like
Yo, this is a dark timeline.
Right?
Yo, Woody's seen some
like
shit.
Snow White actually looks really cool. She's got like a fucking pickaxe cipher. It's like, what is happening?
Mr. Incredible, what's he look cool. like? What's he looking
he's
like?
He's kind of
Ayo. He's got a modern suit. Okay.
You know.
Oh boy.
Mike Wazowski.
Hook.
What is he gonna do?
Yeah.
Do they have fucking, what's his name?
Who?
Oh, no, that's not the same property. Never mind.
Yeah.
Nice tangent.
Yeah, and they got some Kingdom Hearts in there, you know. I'm going to see if the Buzz is in here.
Oh, show me Buzz. So what's he looking like?
He looks like... Hello? Oh,
he's got the 60% chin right there.
Dude. The 60.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the 60%.
Dude, what is chiseled?
There's something about the eyes that makes it look very unsexy.
It's like handsome Lightyear.
He also looks like extremely pale. He looks like sick.
He's yeah,
like,
right?
The way he's looking around, like, it's like I need that antidote. Please, like, I need it.
Don't put me back in that movie. I'm sorry.
It's like Chris Evans. He abused me. I don't like it.
Yeah, Jack Sparrow is also fucking weird because they're like,
let's they're just, using Jack's. Wow.
He's just Sparrow, pretty much.
Well, they gave him a skeleton hand for some reason. I'm like, all right, sure.
That's fucked up. Johnny Depp lost that finger.
And now they're saying,
yeah. And now, oh, they don't have. Where is he?
What are you looking for
Jack Skellington? Because he looks like a Tumblr fuck man. And it's like, uh-oh.
Tumblr's How is Eve a character?
I like that Donald Duck's in here. He's canonically one of the strongest wizards.
Can we hear your best impression?
Do no. It. Do it right. Scrooge McDuck is also in here.
How do you sound?
There we go.
Yeah, that's really
yeah, like boogie boogie, like
just has a shield and a chain whip. Sully,
show me Sully. So he's Reinhardt.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But what the?
This is coming. This is out now.
Okay, and this is interesting.
Yeah, I just got reminded. I was like, oh yeah, that's a.
Why does he look like not rendered?
I think he's missing a couple of textures, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, this website needs to stop. This website needs to stop.
Let's get us out of here, man. All I can't. Right. I can't look at it anymore.
All right.
That's there for you guys to play if you want. You can be 50% rendered solely and go about
and go about the grind fest. Yeah.
Jeez, Mickey.
I saw ooh, Goofy. Yeah.
So I probably have to mute this audio later.
Why?
Because
no, we're talking over it. It's fair use.
No, it's very
it's fair use.
It's very copyrighty.
It's fair use.
It's no use. But so this is called Metal Hellsinger.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
It's a shooter.
It's metal. Oh, already. Super metal. Super metal, bro.
I trust this guy. He's got long metal hair, dude.
He's a rocker. I could tell.
Kind of looks like, ever seen that movie about like oh my god, it's about the dude who made like some type of rock that like metal that was like Satanist and then like it was, but it was a joke, like it was not a joke, but he was like not serious about it, but then his bassist took it serious and killed him.
What?
It's crazy. It was crazy. It was a crazy movie. Okay. It's on Hulu.
Oh, that's a movie.
No, it's based off real events. But I saw the movie. Like, the dude has a podcast now. He's out of jail.
So, anyway.
Sorry. The guy looked like him. Yeah. Sorry. It was just like... No, that was not a very good description. Because yeah. I don't remember what it's called. But I'll figure it out.
So, here's the premise. You have, like, a metal soundtrack, like, with actual metal singers and stuff. And if you...
Mahifi?
If you kill and shoot on time with the music, you do better.
What?
I liked it. It's like a rhythm. Yeah. Just hack and slash, basically, or something. Serge? Wow. They actually got some crazy right? people in here.
That's dope.
Oh, they got a ton of the, like, it's the like popular metal bands.
Doom Met Crypt the Necro Dancer, and it's like...
I'm kind of digging this. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's legit metal.
And it's like a little bit of bullet hell, too.
Yeah.
Metal Hell Singer.
That's interesting.
Demo so many gimmicky concepts in games. Yeah, nowadays. Right.
Hey, it's the demo's out, bro. You should.
I might try that out.
Yeah, take a look at it. How speedrun Hades? I like that actually. That's really dope. I like that's incorporating the music and everything.
Yeah. It looks very interesting. And I mean, I have to finish Doom first. I have not finished Doom, but on the list, maybe. So now we're changing gears again.
Okay.
It was weird with this couple of showcases.
Sure.
Especially the Summer Games Fest, because it looked like they showed the same game three times in a row. It was all variants of Dead Space and horror. So, or in space horror, really.
Okay. I know one of them on this list.
Yeah. So the first one,
I thought it was Dead Space when I saw the trailer.
Actually. Yeah, right. It's very close.
I was like, "Is Dead Space?
It's Dead Space a remake and everything but the name."
Yeah, right. You played Dead Space, didn't you, Kay?
Yeah, I played all of them. I played them with one of our friends as well.
Yeah, I remember we would like sit in like a dark room and like watch and stuff. I was like spooked.
Yeah, Dead Space 1 and 2 were really good.
Great games, right?
Yeah.
So this one is called Routine. And it's not, this one's not as Dead Spacey. This is more like Alien Isolation.
We apologize for the noise. We have things going on in the background.
In the background. A lot of construction in the background. But there you go.
Okay, so very like out there. Space, I like that.
Like I said, it's very leaning into like the horror side. And it's very like isolation-y.
Reminds me a little bit of like oh my god, what's the game now? That indie horror game that everybody, Outlast.
Oh,
yeah. Gives me a little bit of Outlast vibes.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Just like in the way the camera runs and like, you know, like the static and like.
It kind of reminds me of Soma.
That's another good comparison.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck.
Right.
Are they robots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That looks interesting. I should try playing that one. It probably sucked, too.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we're getting some horror rep in here now. That's like actually horror.
That was interesting. That definitely sort of creeped me out. I was like, oh. I don't know. I don't want to shoot that thing. I'm scared. Yeah.
So this one's our Dead Space game.
Yeah, I've seen this one.
The Callisto Protocol.
Yeah. I like I said, I thought this one was Dead Space when I first saw it.
And what's the funny part is I think there were talks about an actual Dead Space coming back.
Like, yeah, that's what I was assuming, right? I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Have you seen this before, Kay?
No. I did hear about that Dead Space thing you were talking about, though.
Yeah.
But.
It's like, literally, he has the same health meter on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like a spiritual successor to a series, yeah, I guess.
Exactly. Also has to do with a moon again. I mean, I like this more because unlike, because Dead Space kind of turned into like more action-y in the third one.
Yeah.
And this is more like reminiscent of like Dead Space 1 and 2, where it's like horror.
I agree.
Yeah, 1 was like the peak. I remember.
It was like all dark, right?
Yeah.
My only like slightly gripe with it is like the enemies are a little too basic.
Yeah. But maybe they're just trying to like save some stuff.
That thing's weird.
Like that one was cool.
Yeah, right.
But like I was like, because I liked the necromorphs because they had such a, like a weird body parts.
And yeah,
and it's like mesh and stuff. Also, just brutal.
I was about to say, this is extremely
brutal. It's like we have the technology now to really go ham.
Right? I was so quiet because I was like invested because it's like, it is interesting.
Yeah.
I like some of like, Definitely, like, I think, like, the scary, the, like, the best parts are definitely going to be, like, when you're just, like, walking around, like, just waiting for something. Right. Yeah, like, waiting for something to just, because you know it's coming.
Mm. That game is definitely full of jump scares.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
They literally showed you, like, the walking by a dead body and then the eyeball, like, moves.
It's yeah, like, it's like, oof.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no, it's going to get me, Shrek. It's going to get me. Please help.
Okay.
Why are you always calling out to Shrek?
Because
Shrek is love, Shrek is life. Is that where we're going?
Shrek is my.
I'm gonna stop you there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway. Now the Return of the King.
Oh yeah.
Resident Evil 4 remake.
They're just like, they said, "Fuck it, we're just gonna do everyone."
What are you buying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, the most fucking ballsy trailer just starts with the date. It's like, we already know you're gonna win it. Like,
literally.
Yeah, right. That is kind of ballsy. You don't see that
what
too
the
much.
The trailer just ends there.
Yeah. Like,
right?
You can literally just put the R and be like, okay.
The whole crowd goes crazy.
This is also a kind of similar thing with Final Fantasy VII. It's like, again, I've heard everything.
Yeah,
about
right.
Resident Evil 4. And like now it's accessible.
Yeah, this game was great. I remember playing it on the GameCube.
That's a deep
yeah, yeah. Oh, a man. Long time ago.
Capcom.
This game was super scary.
Yeah, when
are
they
going
to make another Mega Man?
Never.
I was about to say never.
Never.
Come on, bring it back. Make a cool Mega Man game, please.
People actually have to want a Mega Man game.
Yeah. I want it. I'm gonna look up
more people, Jacob. More people.
All right. Well, we'll see how much the Mega Man subreddit has, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, but here, yeah, it's Resident Evil 4.
Like, yeah, it looks they're just showcasing how everything looks super new and polished.
That's what they do with all these trailers that are remakes.
A little boat scene with the sea monster. That
although I hear
crazy.
That they like change things sometimes, right?
Like Resident Evil 3, they had some changes. 2 had some changes too.
But they'll like, update some stuff maybe.
2 had like nicer changes. 3 had some not so nicer changes.
Mm.
But like I think this is. Got it down because it's like this is the one.
Yeah,
this
right.
Is like
this is there the game is for them.
The boy.
What's his name again?
Leon
Kennedy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is he dead or something in the lore?
Come on.
No.
He's still around.
Oh yeah,
because he's not hasn't been in the other ones, the more recent ones.
He's off of Ada somewhere, schnoozing.
Hmm.
Not knowing what sex is until Ada's like, look, this is what it is.
Is that really a thing?
It's a thing of Capcom. Like, like Dante, Mr. I have two really hot women who also are demon fighters with me at all times, doesn't know what's going on. He's mm-hmm. just like, whoa, pizza. Crazy combos.
One day, kid. One day. One day with AccuView contact lenses.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a premonition that you're going to throw us again.
For a loop.
Oh, yeah, I am. So for our final little topic here, we have fighting games.
Ooh.
And this one you probably have already heard of, but I want to finally talk about it. Multiverses.
Ah.
Multiverse.
Ultra Instinct Shaggy.
That's like
they got Batman holding a sandwich.
Shaggy holding a batarang.
I just noticed that. That's interesting. What the hell?
They switch weapons.
Have you seen gameplay for this?
As if the sandwich is a weapon.
Have you seen anything for this?
I've seen gameplay and it's very Smash-like. I mean, a lot of the Smash players that play this game, they say this game is actually really good.
Yeah.
Like competitively and everything.
So when this first got announced a while back,
I was mad. I was mad.
Because it came out at the same time as Nickelodeon Brawl.
Yeah.
And
we kind of just shat on both of them respectively.
With all good reason.
Yeah. And then gameplay came out for this and we're like, oh.
And it's free to play.
It's free to play. And like there's actual voice acting and it's funny voice acting.
Yeah. It's like literally the bare minimum.
Why does Bugs Bunny have a hate boner for Westeros? Like,
does he really? Does he not like Arya?
Literally, I mean, I think he like shit talks to everybody, but like I was watching gameplay and he was like, he was just going at Arya. And it's like, does the North remember that? Like,
oh my, I was like, wow,
oh
really?
My god,
that's kind of interesting. That's
remember
fun.
The Red Wedding? They all deserved it.
Oh.
Hey, no.
I was going to say, that'd be crazy. But, I'm like, Bugs is out of pocket. For real.
I mean, it's just like, when you're comparing it to Nickelodeon Brawl, it's like they made a checklist of like, okay, let's see. There's voice acting. There's interactions with characters. There's cool animations, not just from characters, but like deaf animations or these cool animated flares. Have you seen that, Kane?
No, actually. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So like, let me see.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me specifically.
If I can find
it.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just pick a random tab. We're done with these anyway.
Yeah. So,
Multiverse of Madness.
Fuck no.
Multiverse is the Velma gameplay.
What's the gamer tech?
Raven.
What?
Raven? The character league info. Ayo, sorry, I believe I'm distracted.
I saw Jasper on there too. That's interesting. Okay, let's just try a technical alpha. Let's just. All right, shut the fuck up. I want to see if we can get some kills in here.
I'm sure
probably right here.
So like, there's just like there's different animated.
Like when someone,
yeah. And you can select which ring ones you want.
So like, there's like his laser beams. That's
cool. I actually didn't notice that before.
Yeah, so there's like the laser one I think is for Darkseid. So it's like a reference to DC.
Yeah.
For Darkseid.
For Game of Thrones, there's like flags come up from the different families. I think Steven Universe has like the diamonds show up, and Looney Tune characters have like the that's all, folks.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's just like, I mean, I know it's a co-op focused game, but like single player also just works fine. And there's free for all.
Super Saiyan Shaggy.
Super Saiyan Shaggy. Which
this game looks like just a fun time.
It
like,
looks
right?
fun.
You can just pick it up and you just have fun.
Right, exactly. It's like. That was a problem with Brawl, not Smash Brawl, Nickelodeon Brawl. Before everyone's like,
I know,
how dare you?
No, like, a ton of people just started hyperventilating, excuse
Nickelodeon me. Nickelodeon Brawl, where it was just like, it was so like jank and things were just not as smooth as this. And it's like,
Nick doesn't even have like, I don't know. Their characters aren't really like...
They didn't do anything with their characters.
Yeah.
They're just like stock. Like they have like really generic moves like and like generic names. There's no voice acting. The music is cheeks. Like they just did literally like just enough to pass.
To pass as a fighting game.
Yeah.
It's like the Power Rangers fighting game when it first came out. No voice acting. Not even like sound clips and certain things. It's like...
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, I think it was also a budget thing.
Yeah, probably.
But
then don't make the game if you don't believe in it. They're not going to put the money in. It's not like Nickelodeon can't afford it. Paramount can't afford it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They just wanted to dip their toe.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if you're going to do it, at least do it right.
Yeah, I mean, because like, I think like even costumes and stuff where it was like, here you have like Shaggy dresses up as different versions of himself and like, in different costumes get you different voice options too.
Oh, that's cool.
Like if you dress up as like fancy Shaggy, he turns all British.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's honestly awesome.
Yeah. And like,
but they got Kevin Conroy as Batman. Like, yeah. That's enough said, man. That's literally the go.
Well, you know, they always go hard with like the interaction between the characters, like in the Injustice games, like,
oh yeah,
dude,
that's true. That game has like a lot.
Every character had an interaction, like at least three with each character,
which is really cool.
Yeah, and it's just, I'm happy to be wrong. You know, like it's nice seeing like this actually be like a game that has care and polish,
and it's free, and like it just shows. You know, it just takes a little heart, and you can make a great game. That's even the thing. So you can't even, like, I don't know.
The fact,
like,
that it's free kind of is like, that, there is no excuse almost.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's been the whole discussion of like free fighting games with like, you know, purchasable bonuses later. And it's like, is that a new viable monetization?
I mean, free games is becoming more and more a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the micro in game transactions are what really bring in the revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, though. I'm down to play it one day, for sure.
Well, yeah, we have to play it for the podcast. We have to get the boys together, and we have to have a
tournament. Yes, we'll have a tournament. That'd be fun.
I mean, for this is like the ultimate party game. It's just another Smash. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Play this and just...
So I have to ask now, who would you want to pick? Who do you think is going to be your character for this?
Do you even have to ask?
Batman.
I was going to say Batman.
Duh.
Are you both Batman?
Nah. I knew his would be Batman. I don't know. Finn looks interesting.
Finn's very interesting. He's literally Hero from Smash.
From Smash. Exactly.
He's got a shop. And I'm like, hello.
I love Hero too. Just like, I don't know, just being able to RNG stuff was super fun in that game.
Yeah.
Oh, they just showed it.
Yeah, the British Shaggy. Yeah. Oh, look at that!
Oh wait, is that the samurai Batman from the movie? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my! God.
There's a lot of costumes.
Oh yeah, you can, dude. This compared to the Nick game.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's
man.
Not even.
It's not even a comparison.
Yeah, and like
there's
I
so many cool costumes. That looks like, is that Gaslight? I can't really tell from here, but the suit.
No, no, that's the samurai.
That is the samurai one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it was just like how you're saying with like the moves are so generic.
Yeah, it's just like even the names.
Oh yeah, it was just like
super uppercut.
Yeah, right.
It's like, bro, you put in like the negative 1% effort into this.
Yeah, what I liked about this is like every character has a sort of gimmick to them.
Yeah,
like Velma collects clues over the place, and then like that can do like a super if she collects all enough evidence, and like Shaggy can apply a buff to himself or to teammates when he does Super Saiyan. Steven has like shields and defensive things. It's like,
yeah, everybody has their own unique gimmick.
That's like the thing with fighting games. Like good fighting games, every character is kind of unique in their like respective self.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you make a game where every move is the same, everyone has a tilt and the uppercut, it's just like it gets stale. It's like the Dragon Ball Z patch that just came out.
Don't even get me.
My favorite thing is, all right, Arya Stark, what character do you think she's like compared in like Smash wise?
I don't know. Ike?
No.
Marth?
Nope.
Link?
Nope.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Kirby.
What?
She has the face steal ability. So
oh,
she literally
shit.
Transforms into another character.
What? That's cool.
I was like, oh my god, it's Kirby with a sword.
That's fire, actually.
I can get into that.
Yeah, yeah, right?
She was my favorite character from that series anyway.
So yeah, right?
She's badass.
I mean, she's the only one who's been getting butchered by the end, right? It's
yeah, I know, right? She was really the main character all along.
I made a good call early in that series. I was like, this is my favorite character.
Jon Snow. But he's getting his own series, so it's okay.
I guess.
Hopefully.
Copium.
They'll fix it.
Copium.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, God. So, last one on our games list is the other fighting game.
Ooh.
Street Fighter 6.
Hadouken.
Sonic Boom.
That makes sense.
I'm not really into Street Fighter.
I know you are.
Yeah, this is my jam.
But this trailer is so cool looking.
Well, with this trailer, what I got was that they're really trying to go back to that
hip hop.
Yeah, that Third Strike hip hop vibe. Like
once
Street
Fighter. Once you saw the graffiti, it was like, oh yeah, here we go.
But this is what we've been wanting, so. I don't know. Do they show Ken in this trailer?
No.
Oh, man.
They did not. Ken was a leak sort of thing, and I've heard plenty of things.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. But
I've heard.
You can bring it up.
I've heard a lot of
Well, they butchered my boy. That's all I gotta say.
Divorced, homeless.
Yeah, they did him so dirty. He was like a billionaire before. Now he has a 5 o'clock shadow and he wears homeless. One shoe.
That character looks cool. Not the one running around.
This is strange. Like the open world thing. I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel like it's gonna be like
it's like a story element thing.
Yeah, but. Yeah. What is it going to be, like, creative fighter? Is that just your avatar for the overworld? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know how, like, yeah, I know like DBZ has, like, your little guy that runs to different...
Yeah.
It's like that, I believe. Wow. Ryu looks pretty cool.
Yeah, Ryu looks badass. They made a good call giving him the beard and, you know, keeping it.
Yeah, right?
Because he had an outfit with a beard in 5, but...
This guy looks cool. I also like the aesthetic of like these color like moves.
Yeah, right.
Like the explosions of paint and stuff.
Jamie. Yeah, I think they're going to show it like during the combos. It looks super
cool. Oh, yeah. Here it comes. Like, well.
I think it's like the EX moves.
When they do like supers, yeah.
They look crazy.
But still, like, even
I mean,
then,
yeah,
like,
these combos right here, just like.
That's dope.
Oh, no, you... Yeah,
there
it is.
There we go. Ooh!
Yeah. I dig it. I like that.
You know what's
old
funny?
School hip-hop.
It's kind of giving me Killer Instinct vibes. Like, not as fast, but, like, that sort of explosive energy.
I see that.
You just need an announcer to be like, Shadow Counter!
Combo Breaker!
Combo Breaker!
And then there's Ken.
Also, the logo looks so much better.
Yeah, it does
it's cool.
Look
it's
dope.
Like an S and a 6. So.
Yeah, that's pretty fire.
And you have like, this is I think what I was talking about, like kind of this like hub area where you just go through and find your online matches or your story matches or whatever.
Hmm.
I wonder if they're going to do like a lobby based matchmaking as
maybe.
Opposed to the.
That's probably there too.
Ranked and like whatever. We'll see. But I'm hoping that game is good because I've been waiting for it for a long time.
Yeah, Street Fighter 5.
Dude, I remember like fucking watching you guys play Street Fighter 5 years ago back on Funston. And it's been
and I used to play Ken. And
look
what they did.
Look how they murdered my boy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.